staying in India for our final story today. It's about a musician named Ashok Krish. He was trained in the art of Carnatic or South Indian classical music. It's built around certain scales or modes called ragas. You've heard of ragas. The melodies are said to encompass every possible combination of notes. And as we hear in this report by Chavi Sachdev, Krish is all about showing how Carnatic music can interact with just about anything else.
You know, a lot of songs sound like each other. There are only a finite number of notes, after all. And sometimes it's easy to see where someone has been influenced or inspired by another melody. Ashok Krish is one of those who can not only spot the similarities, but reshape a tune across genre, style, and culture. I first heard of him when someone forwarded me his take on Adele's 007 theme song, Skyfall. There are any number of cover versions of Skyfall, from a rock version to the Russian army band's interpretation, and everything in between. But Ashok's is likely the first that sets it to a classical Carnatic raga.
I learned Carnatic classical violin. I was learning for almost 2 decades. Music was force-fed when I was about 6 years old, against my wishes, by my parents. I hated them for it. It took me about 20 years to grudgingly accept that it wasn't such a bad idea.
Now, Ashok's Carnatic renditions are something of a phenomenon in India's indie music scene. And then there's his parody band. Take the band's Indianized rendition of the Pulp Fiction theme. It's called Pulp Fiction, and it comes with a backstory.
As opposed to Samuel L. Jackson getting really angry and unleashing those biblical verses on the people he shoots in that room, it's this very angry, typical middle-aged South Indian, you know, angry middle-aged South Indians where they get really angry. What they don't do is go riot on the streets. They write angry letters to the editor, which is why South India is generally a peaceful place.
Blessed is he who in the name of Charanams and good Alapanas.
So this is reimagined as an angry letter to the editor about the corrupting influence of Western music on Indian classical music. And, you know, I will strike down upon thee with, you know, great vengeance and furious anger and all of that. And I will shoot another letter to the editor, is what he says, right? So
that is why I'm shooting this letter to you, the esteemed editor.
See, for us, I think the fun is in the creative process, which is sort of mixing the ridiculous with these kinds of things.
To be able to noodle around with any art form and make it look easy, it takes a solid grounding in the basics. But Ashok didn't actually even hear Western pop through his childhood.
My mother's side of the family is largely into music. There's several people who are professional musicians, Carnatic classical musicians. And so there was a lot of classical music at home.
But then he went to engineering college and on to work in the US.
When I went to the US and I saw my neighbors playing guitars, and I said, you know, are you a professional musician? He said, of course not. It's just a hobby. So I started buying up a lot of instruments. I taught myself the guitar then. Then I went to this conservatory where I was living and learned Western classical music for about 2 years.
Ashok moved back to India nearly 10 years ago, and the music hasn't stopped. He records his music at night with an electric violin because his son doesn't like the sound of violin, and he spends a few hours on the weekends mixing when he's excused from childcare by his wife. His solo projects include remakes like Skyfall, set to Rag Keeravani, a moving classical version of We Shall Overcome, the Game of Thrones theme, and Ashok's interpretation of Riders on the Storm, with lyrics about Chennai's crazy rickshaw drivers, set to Rag Karaharapriya. I'm a terror on the road. Hey. And then there's this, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. 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 Every bit as reverential as the original, with a twist. But don't hold your breath for original compositions. Ashok Krish says he's too lazy. For The World, I'm Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai.